the second of Kings, or according to the Greek Septuagint, the fourth of Kings. Chapter 1. And Moab began to revolt against Israel after the death of Ahab. Then Ahaziah fell down through the grating in his roof chamber that was in Samaria and got sick. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall revive from this sickness." As for the angel of Jehovah, he spoke to Elijah the Tishbite, "Rise up, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, 'Is it because there is no god at all in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?' So therefore this is what Jehovah has said, 'As regards the couch upon which you have gone up, you will not come down off it, because you will positively die.'" With that Elijah went off. When the messengers came back to him, he immediately said to them, "Why is it that you have come back?" So they said to him, "There was a man that came up to meet us, and he proceeded to say to us, 'Go, return to the king who sent you, and you must speak to him. This is what Jehovah has said: Is it because there is no god at all in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, as regards the couch upon which you have gone up, you will not come down off it, because you will positively die.'" At this he spoke to them, "What was the appearance of the man that came up to meet you and then spoke these words to you?" So they said to him, "A man possessing a hair garment, with a leather belt girded about his loins." Immediately he said, "It was Elijah the Tishbite." And he proceeded to send to him a chief of 50 with his 50. When he went up to him, there he was sitting upon the top of the mountain. He now spoke to him, "Man of the true God, the king himself has spoken. Do come down." But Elijah answered and spoke to the chief of the 50, "Well, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from the heavens and eat up you and your 50. And fire came descending from the heavens and went eating up him and his 50. So he sent again to him another chief of 50 with his 50. In turn he answered and spoke to him, "Man of the true God, this is what the king has said. Do come down quickly." But Elijah answered and spoke to them, "If I am a man of the true God, let fire come down from the heavens and eat up you and your 50. And fire of God came descending from the heavens and went eating up him and his 50. And he went sending again a third chief of 50 and his 50. But the third chief of 50 went up and came and bent down upon his knees in front of Elijah and began to implore favor of him and speak to him, "Man of the true God, please let my soul and the soul of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your eyes." Here fire came down from the heavens and went eating up the two former chiefs of 50 and their 50s. But now let my soul be precious in your eyes. At that the angel of Jehovah spoke to Elijah, "Go down with him. Do not be afraid because of him." So he rose and went down with him to the king. Then he spoke to him, "This is what Jehovah has said: For the reason that you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god at all in Israel of whose word to inquire? Therefore, as regards the couch upon which you have gone up, you will not come down off it, because you will positively die." And he gradually died, according to the word of Jehovah that Elijah had spoken, and Jehoram began to reign in place of him, in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, because he had not come to have a son. As for the rest of Ahaziah's things that he did, Are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel?